leaving.
7:30 now, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Are you where you are?
Yes, I am.
Well, the thing I think you... well, you're quite aware... Back to the matter is, it may be that both sides are now in that position of reading the wire. It may be true that going to the extreme getting through to taking up and dropping the time in 20 minutes. See the question. And it may be that the police fire is withdrawn for what we've got to do. My point is, if you're going to, when you're faced with what might be a debacle, your bargaining position changes a great deal. You don't tell them a goddamn thing. So we have tough to tell and find out whether how weak they are. But I think we have to realize that we're in a quite different position. Now, before we go that far, of course, I agree that we've got to give them that whack on the high point so that they realize that. That strengthens, and incidentally, on that score, I think you would agree that that would enormously strengthen our bargaining position. What we could do to the North would strengthen our bargaining position. They have no confidence in what we can do to save the South. And that's really what it gets, or do you agree? Isn't that why we do the NII fund?
Mr. President, I think it's premature to do what you suggest this week. I think they can gain a hell of a lot more. If I make such an offer tomorrow, they'll take this for life.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you what you could.
It may come to that.
What you should set up, though.
I understand.
But on the other hand, set it up in such a way that we hit Hanoi Haiphong before you have to come to the final crisis. Because the major reason for hitting that is you well understand it's not only affecting Russia, but it's also the major fear they have, hell, is what we can do to them. And the fact that I just may say, well, the hell with it, you split South Vietnam, but you're not going to embarrass the United States.
But as you remember, I felt that the day tonight that we couldn't sit on the ceasefire too much because they might come when we might need it.
Correct.
And it certainly isn't. It's something that we need to be carefully open. I think tomorrow I've got to go in and have some instructions.
Yeah.
That is guaranteed.
Because of the talk of the Russians.
Right. I mean, it will certainly be unsatisfactory, but it will certainly be a proposal. He's not going to offer nothing. Now, I think the way I could handle that is to say, I will come back to Washington. I'm much excited to the president, and I'll be accepted to the president of the meeting.
Tough it through.
Yes.
And the other thing is, we all know what we can do. Of course, on another side, you know, I think of other evaluations. You take Thompson, who's seen more of these wars than Abrams have. He's not all that discouraged, or what hasn't been in the past, although maybe he would be now. What do you think?
He was at the end of last year.
Well, Abrams may be.
But under the shock of the retreat, I think the field commander does that and makes a setback. He tells you everything.
And Abrams? He's basically a field commander, and that's what we should have kept him at. Huh? Well, anyway, another mission, number number 13.
He's a lucky man.
Sure, as far as I know, your bargain. As far as these actions are concerned, as far as these actions, I want you to know, I am ready to fall on the sword. In other words, as far as it is, then that we will demolish before we will allow ourselves. I believe that is what I believe. No, that's your strong point. So don't worry about South Vietnam, what's happened to Pong King and all the rest. Just remember that they are in for a hell of a shock. They can come about.
Right. I'm aware of that, and I'm also aware of how you have everything together.
Well, I've just been in the hall of today. It makes you almost want to not have meetings, to sit there and hear the obvious. Of course, who is more of a being in the public relations? Who in the French is more aware? Who has been counting in those meetings? I counted that a little twice. I said, look, we don't need to sell this to the dozen. And I was the one that last time said, well, Jesus, we've got to sell this to the hawks. And that's why I said to Moore, remember, I was really throwing that to Rogers and the others. I said, now, Tom, you and Mel have got to sell this to the country. Can you sell it? You know, and they said they could. And I just couldn't. I just couldn't. And then,
They have no trouble with accepting a disparity of 1,500 IBM. They have no trouble with killing the whole ABM program. This is the only program we have. And here is a deal that, given the fact that McNamara and company put us in a bind, is the best we can now get in order to get some momentum going. That's all we're talking about.
Also, and that will help write the testimony. Now, we've got to play up like hell, the MIRV deal and so forth, but after all, we've got more missiles. You see, we have more warheads, right?
Absolutely.
So we're not at a disadvantage. We can't allow ourselves to be in a position that have frozen ourselves into a disadvantage. Roger's right about that.
But we have more bombers, Mr. President. We have all the delivery systems together. It's about it. And that's for more of those support them. Added the advanced planes we have in Europe, we're still slightly ahead. Now, the unfortunate thing is that qualitatively the Soviets are so far ahead of us that we're just getting second grade.
Hold just a minute. Yeah, go ahead, Henry.
So,
I was just talking to Manola. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, any event, I just think you should know, though, that we are going to see this thing through. I was down in Texas the other day. Last night, I took a goddamn hard line, mainly because I know we have got to stand, as we say, tough it through, you know, because the PR types, the Colson, Prager, et cetera, Cali were all saying that put emphasis on the hope for a ceasefire, which I'm sure they got right out of the state. I didn't even mention ceasefire last night.
I know you did.
But I shouldn't have. That's not my job.
Absolutely.
And don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think you did it absolutely right.
And to just get across our point, which the enemy, I mean, I wasn't talking to the country, but to the enemy. The enemy has got to know.
They'll come up with something tomorrow.
You think they will?
Yes. It won't be acceptable.
Well, we all know that, but do you think they'll make any progress?
I don't know. They'll make some proposal, and I think it will be something like that.
It could be very substantial.
Yeah.
If the Russians have put it to them, it could be. That's my point.
Now, let's see what it is.
Yeah.
Our big strength right now is our predictability.
Well, which is no bluff.
And therefore, it's too early to play. We're not expecting that we do, but I
No, I'm telling you that your backup position is one that I can well understand. You understand? That's what I'm just telling
you. I know
you
were talking about my position.
Yeah, yeah. No, your backup position for negotiating is one that I want you to have in mind. And I didn't want to say it in front of anybody else, but you can have in mind your backup position has to recognize reality.
Right.
And that's where we are. Now, the other... You see what I mean? You just recognize reality, which gives you great flexibility to do whatever the hell you can do. I mean, let's face it. You've got to make the best deal you can.
Right.
But on the other hand, use that the poker analogy with you. Will you remember I told you about it?
That in
the South Pacific, that the president, the young officer, won $10,000. And he was one of the best poker players. And the mark of the president is he seldom bluffed. But that no one can remember an occasion when he was called that he didn't have the cards. And somebody called it. In other words, he was the man that poker requires some bluff. But the president, if he was called, he'd throw in the cards if he was really bluff. But if he was called, stayed in the pot, he always had the cards and won the pot. Well, that's the thing they got to remember. That's the way I play the game. I just don't play it in terms of, you know, puffing and backing down. Okay. Okay, have a good flight. Bye.